Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In tonight's Taraweeh, the 11 juz of the Holy Quran will be discussed in the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is part of Surah Tawbah, and the incident of Tabuk continues. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the beginning that the disbelievers and the hypocrites, especially the hypocrites, will come and they will make a lot of excuses why they could not join the battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to them that Allah knows your intentions. Your excuses are not going to help because Allah knows what is in your hearts. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that as-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal-ansar wal-ladhina taba'uuhum bi-ihsan radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. The muhajirin and the ansar and those who follow them till the day of judgment, they are the ones that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. May Allah make us from that group. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on makes mention of the evil intentions of the hypocrites that they put up a masjid in Medina. This was known as Masjid al-Dirar, to create division, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded, don't read salah in that masjid. But on the other hand, there was that masjid, the foundations of which was on Taqwa, Masjid al-Taqwa. This is reference to the Masjid al-Quba in Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those people. La masjid al-Nusisa ala Taqwa min awwali yawmin haqqu an taquma fihi rijalu yuhibbuna ayyatatahharu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the musallis of that masjid, praised that masjid. And further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that our lives and our wealth has been sold to Allah in lieu of Jannah. In Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul Jannah. We have sold our lives and our wealth to Allah, and Allah has sold to us in return Jannah. Therefore, we must not hold back. Life has to be given, wealth has to be given. We must give because we have already sold it to Allah. It does not belong to us anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala toward the end of the surah makes mention of those sincere Muslims that they, because of their love for their farms and their produce and their crops, they stayed behind and they did not join the Muslims in the expedition of Tabuk. Their tawbah was withheld for 50 days. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced the acceptance of their tawbah. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. The three who stayed behind, their tawbah was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the end of this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention again of Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, especially the part when Fir'aun was drowning. Then he started crying and begging that I want to read the kalima, amantu billadhi amana bihi Musa, I believe in that same Lord that Musa believed in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, too late now, al-an, وَقَدْ أَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Now you want to believe when you see the signs of azab, your iman is not accepted. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Yunus alayhi salam and his people, that they were the only nation that azab came and was lifted up because they went and made tawbah. Yunus alayhi salam left them, but then he returned to them after he came out from the womb of the stomach of the fish. He came back to his nation, and that was one nation that was saved from azab, because when the Nabi went away, they realized that azab is going to come down, so they repented. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who repent.